This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
Breaking tonight, the state's quest to take over St. Louis Metropolitan Police clears a major hurdle. Now the future over who will control the police department is becoming more clear.
The Missouri Senate now sending a public safety bill back to the House that includes a state takeover of St. Louis Police.
Yeah, lawmakers are trying to push that legislation to the governor's desk as soon as possible.
ASAP, as soon as possible. How about that? We told you this was probably going to happen on Monday. And lo and behold, they got it done yesterday. We've got Missouri Senator Nick Schroer on the line this morning from District 2 there. Nick, how are you?
I am wonderful, as I could be after passing this thing at 6 in the morning.
Yeah, I'll bet you could. Yeah, I appreciate you giving me some time this early in the morning, my friend. So you guys had to get this thing perfected, and it goes back to the House. Is there any chance they change anything over there?
No, I've had a lot of conversations with Republicans, with Democrats. You know, in the Senate, this is something that the news, I don't know, depending upon the news source, may not illustrate, is that this is massively bipartisan. Only 5 Democrats voted against this thing. We've got some good friends, Steve Butts, who I know usually does the roundtable with me, and Mark Reardon show.
Right. But,
you know, he's going to be massively helpful getting some of the Dems to vote for it. So, these conversations that I've had have indicated there's no changes that are going to be made. They're going to take this and send it to the governor's desk, likely on Wednesday.
What are some of the other provisions of the bill? Everybody focuses on, of course, state control of the St. Louis Metropolitan Police Department. But there are some other big issues in there, right?
Yeah, so one of the big issues that we worked with the prosecutors and law enforcement on some illegal immigration provisions. So currently, nobody really knows where the data is going. If you find out that somebody's an illegal immigrant at a traffic stop or domestic violence, there's really no central database for that. So this would ensure that all of these criminals or defendants are being processed accordingly, and that information is being fed to the state, and then that's given to the federal government to hopefully work with the Trump administration in getting some of these illegals out of our country. We've got the street takeover bill, or the street takeover provision that was in the Senate bill as well, which deals with these people joyriding in the city of St. Louis, Kansas City, Columbia, Greene County, and we're focusing on the ones that are using their cars to do, you know, donuts and drag races on Washington Avenue, you know, right where you guys are downtown, and injuring people or killing people. We've got the exposure to children with fentanyl. So there's a ton of different provisions that are in here that working with public safety, working with the prosecutors, they really wanted. And then in negotiations with Stephen Roberts, the Democrat from the city of St. Louis, we put some provisions in there that voters may may understand, went to the governor's desk before, but Mike Parson vetoed for a variety of reasons. So we've got a payment for those that have been wrongfully convicted and then let out of jail. That was a provision of a bill that got sent to the governor's desk a number of years ago, but we just haven't gotten it back to him or to Mike Kehoe. So we were very careful to ensure that there are provisions in there that the governor's still going to be okay with on the Democrat side, and we're confident that after Wednesday, this will be signed into law.
Tashara Jones has been very vocal about her opposition to this. Kara Spencer has said, if I'm elected, I'll fight this in court. Because you're saying this is such a bipartisan effort, do they really have any legs to stand on?
We don't think so. The provisions of a citizen board control, or previously the state board control, was still injected into statute. And this is something that Jane Duker and I have talked about at many different committee hearings over the years. When I was in the House, now that I'm in the Senate, we brought that up. This is already existing law. And there were provisions on obligations of the state if certain obligations and priorities weren't met by Tashara Jones and her administration. It was our duty, especially pursuant to the 10th Amendment, for us to stand up and take that power back. So when it comes to the citizen board control, I don't think they've got a leg to stand on. We've got an emergency clause that's going to kick this thing into effect, the citizen board control, as soon as the governor signs it, I think 30 days thereafter. Other provisions in there that have been tried and tested by the prosecutors and working with attorneys on both sides of the aisle to make sure, look, if we're going to negotiate after 10 hours of a filibuster, do you want to come back here? Let's get this thing done right. So we think that this is going to withstand the judicial scrutiny that we know is going to come, whether it's Tashara Jones or Kara Spencer.
Yeah. Nick Schroer, our guest this morning, state senator. Has your position changed at all on the Bear Roundup bill that's sitting over there in the Senate?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. And, you know, I'm trying to encourage some of the colleagues of mine to say, look, let's take it up for a vote. I know they're spending tons of money in our districts, misleading us about what this bill does. No, fact of the matter is it's granting blanket immunity to an out of state corporation, Bayer, which is owned by a conglomerate in Germany. And then Chem China, which bought out Syngenta, is Chinese company. So we're not going to grant blanket immunity to any company. I don't care if it's Toys R Us, Blockbuster, Target. I don't care. If you are injured in the state of Missouri, if you are a constituent, you should have your Seventh Amendment right to be made whole and be compensated in our courts.
Yeah. I got a minute left here, Nick. I saw yesterday where your President Donald J. Trump highway bill passed out of committee yesterday. Is that thing moving?
It is moving. There are a couple Democrats that are going to kick and scream, even though this is only limited to my district. It goes from Highway D to T, so it's perfect for Donald Trump. D to T through defiance, and that's something that man exemplifies, is pure defiance.
That's awesome. Nick Schroer, thanks for some time this morning, my friend.
Absolutely. God bless you all. Have a great week.
We will talk soon. Senator Nick Schroer there.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omacid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omacid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.